take us back to what you remember of last year, sort of pulling ahead at the section championship at Ruth Lake down the stretch and being able to come back and get a victory there.
Yeah, that was a great feeling. I haven't really thought about it much, actually, now you ask about it, since. But it was really, really good. I love that golf course. And it was really windy that day. And I know that I do pretty well in the wind because I can keep the ball down low. So hopefully this week it'll blow like 40 miles an hour. That'd be really great for me, personally. But now that you mention it, it brought back good memories. It was a little up and down. I didn't really play that great. I just managed my way around pretty good. That was about it.
Well, it seemed like you started your charge on the 10th hole when you went for the green that nobody else was doing.
Yeah, well, the times that I played that course where Mark Labiak was nice enough to have us out, I've never laid up. In fact, the first round of that event was the first time I've ever laid up. I've always gone for that green. But the tournament staff put the tee markers so close to the hedge that I'm left-handed, I couldn't go for it. If you're right-handed, you could. And I honestly didn't even know what to do. But once they widened the tee markers up and put them back where they normally are. Now, they did move the tees up a little bit, I think, to help us out on that one. But I still would have gone for the green anyway because I don't know anything different to do on that hole. It's actually an easier shot for me to go for the green than it is to lay up.
You were chasing Mike Small, who had won that tournament 12 times. No, nobody really wins a tournament 12 times, but Mike has done that. And then when did you kind of realize that all of a sudden you might have been back in the hunt there?
Yeah, it wasn't on that 10th hole, for sure. I mean, I think at that time, before I hit that tee shot, I didn't know at the time, but I think I was still 8 or 9 behind, or however many, I don't know. But then once I birdied 10, 12, 13, and then I start seeing a lot of you guys in the media and stuff and the section people around the par 3 green, which is number 10, 11, 12, 14, and then I hit it to like a foot there, and then I see everyone around, and I'm like, oh, okay, there's something going on here. And I had just heard someone say, hey, he's made a double, another one, or something like that. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what's happening. And then by the time I hit off the next tee, because I think I went birdie, I don't even know, maybe 3 or 4 in a row or something. But once I finished at par 5, I knew that I was actually in front. And, you know, it changes. So, like, I'm behind. I don't really care. He's so far ahead, or whoever it is so far ahead, that you just play and play, and you just, I wasn't even thinking about winning or losing or anything. I was just hitting to where I wanted to hit. And then all of a sudden it flips within 4 or 5 holes. Like, it flips like 12 shots. And then all of a sudden then I'm thinking, well, oh, don't screw this up, right? Where I wasn't thinking anything about that before. And I'm like, hey, listen, just keep doing what you're doing. And if you win, you win. If you don't, you don't.
Mm-hmm. Were you playing with Garrett?
I was.
Chisard?
Yeah, Garrett played well. Really solid. He actually, I think he ended up maybe 1 or 2 behind me. I can't remember, but it was close. I felt like I was in control at that time. I did bogey 16, but then 17's a pivotal tee shot, and I hit a really good shot off the tee and into the green, and then 18, I striped it onto that green. But Garrett still put on the green, even though he's further back. But he could have held like a long putt, and mm-hmm. we could have gone for a playoff or something. But I felt like I was in pretty good control.
You win
between us two,
yeah,
in that day, not the other people in the back.
Yeah, you win that championship. You've now won 3/4 of the Illinois PGA Major Grand Slam. Do you think much about that and still trying to win a Illinois Open to maybe round it out someday?
You know what? I don't. I don't think about that so much. Like, hey, I'd really like to win the Grand Slam of Illinois Majors or whatever. Or, you know, that all the majors. No, I don't really think about it like that. I would just like to win anything that I tee it up in. Or more importantly, I'd like to do well. Like, you know, like there's sometimes that I feel like I do really well and I don't win. I'm totally fine with that. And there's times where, you know, like last year, I don't think I played absolutely perfect last year, but I won. So, yeah, it was great to win, but I'd almost rather just play really great. And if somebody beats me, great, good for them. But I feel good that I've done well.
Jim Billiter was the defending champion at the match play. Then he takes the job at Kemper Lakes where they're hosting the tournament. He said at that point, I felt a lot of pressure to win because the members are coming out. This year, you defend your title right here in your backyard at Medina. What's that feel like?
It feels good. I've only played that course three times this year. And it's a great course. It's in great condition. Our superintendent has done a great job on all three courses. But it feels great to have support. You know, I've got a couple of people who have said things in a few emails here or there, wishing me good luck and that sort of stuff. And all of us from Medina, professional staff that are playing. So hopefully, you know, we can represent them really well.
Well, Garrett Chassard said it was a lot of pride to take the match play trophy back to the match play at Kemper, win again, and bring it back to his club because it hadn't been there a full year because he hadn't had the job there. But how much would you like to keep the trophy here at Medina?
Yes, I would like to keep it here. That would be very, very nice.
And any final thoughts about just getting a chance to play next week? I mean, so many tournaments have been canceled this year. You got to be glad that you just have this opportunity to play at this point.
You're right. Good point. Super fortunate. Our staff at the Illinois PGA does a great job keeping us safe, running a great event. And then obviously to play at a place like Medina is always a privilege. And then I'm really just looking forward to, you know, we've been working so much. It's great just to get out there for 4 or 5 hours and sort of compete a little bit. Even if you do well or bad, it doesn't matter. It just it gets the juices flowing, which is good.